How has life been since Les made that comment and you show up at training camp and now you're a regular part for this backfield?
It's been good. Get the opportunity to play early and be a significant player in the offense and getting a lot of reps on special teams and offense. It's just a big role. It's really a dream come true.
And is it more of a dream come true because you had the injury issues at LSU? Les said at the time when you got hurt, you're the best back in the SEC before the injury. And then, of course, it was tough to get the playing time after that.
Yeah, I would say it was a dream come true, knowing you came off an ACL injury and didn't really have a good senior year, and then entering the draft, just taking really a chance. And then getting drafted by the Texans, and they giving you a shot, and then everything that's happening right now, I mean, I would say it's a dream come true.
And how about, you said at the start, I'm just going to follow what Arian does, what number 23 does. I'm going to follow him in training camp. And how's that relationship going? And now you spell him from time to time.
It's going good. Just following Foster around and learning the system and learning what he does and how he's been a productive back in NFL, one of the best at his position. So just him critiquing me in the game, I always ask questions, like even on routes and the run game, and just how I can get better, how I can be better than him, really, and when it's all said and done.
Right, because he wants you to progress as an individual, too, I'm sure. So what do you think, what's the toughest thing? If you're a tough critic on yourself, what do you, oh, man, I got to make more plays doing blank, what would that be?
I would say the passing game. I mean, we running the ball got you here. It got you to college. It got you here. It's just protecting that quarterback. I mean, you got to protect the quarterback. You can't protect the quarterback, and then I mean, you ain't gonna run the ball as much. So I would say just pass protection, just being 100% on that, and knowing that in and out will make you a better back overall.
When you go up against an opposing runner like a DeMarco Murray, you're like, you kind of pay attention to what he does and like, I'm going to try to match what he does. Or how does that go as a running back and you see a running back on the other team?
Of course. I mean, DeMarco Murray, he's leading the league right now in rushing. So you got to kind of take and watch the film on him and see what he's doing and just try to compare him to Arian or other backs in the league and just see. Just take bits and pieces of their game and see what they're doing better than each other, and just take that and try to put it with your game, the better yourself.